with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting intense confrontations between pro-Palestinian demonstrators and Chicago police that began outside the Israeli consulate spilled out onto the surrounding streets on the second night of the Democratic National Convention. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says not all the protesters were there to demonstrate peacefully.
We had a group that showed up, and they showed up with the intent on committing acts of violence, vandalism. That was their intent.
Snelling says at least 55 protesters were arrested.
Last night was a danger to our city and a danger to our citizens in this city. Our residents, property, and CPD had to protect that.
The confrontation took place as Democrats were meeting about 2 miles away at the United Center for a second night of speeches. Ukraine is aiming drones at Moscow, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian authorities say Moscow's come under the largest attack yet by Ukrainian drones since the start of fighting in 2022, overnight destroying 45 of them. On his Telegram channel, Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said all of the drones were destroyed because strong defenses had been created around the capital. Some Russian social media channels shared videos of drones apparently being destroyed by air defense systems, which then set off car alarms. The drone attacks come as Ukrainian forces are continuing to push into Russia's western Kursk region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 55 points, the Nasdaq rose 102, the S&P 500 index rose by 23 points. This is SRN News. A Christian school fights anti-Semitism.
Officials at Colorado Christian University are developing a course in political philosophy of the Hebrew Bible with help from Israel's Herzl Institute. The goal is to counter the surge in anti-Semitism on America's campuses. Herzl Institute President Yoram Hazoni says the course, which will be made available to all students, will, quote, teach students to appreciate the contribution of the Jewish people to Western political philosophy by introducing them to biblical concepts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists have killed 30 Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports the terrorists are members of a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has begun operating in the eastern part of the country. One resident of the area tells ICC, living in fear is exhausting. We try to maintain some semblance of normalcy, but every loud noise sends us into panic mode. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Most Federal Reserve officials agreed last month they would likely cut their benchmark interest rate at the next meeting in September, as long as inflation continued to cool. Wall Street traders had already considered it a certainty the Fed will announce its first interest rate cut in 4 years when it meets next month. The government today is saying between April 2023 and March of this year, United States economy added 818,000 fewer jobs than were originally reported. Spokesman says the numbers are evidence the job market has been steadily slowing down. Wall Street numbers today, the Dow is up 55 at 40,890, S&P ahead 23 at 5620, and NASDAQ jumped 102 at 17,918. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.